Portland, Oregon. We had received some information from the American Maritime Association relative to the Laos relief cargo. And in reading this information, we have determined that we will have a vessel in Stockton tomorrow and Friday, or the next day. And we would have space for approximately 200 tons of the canned milk. However, there are some stipulations involved, and that would be these. The cargo would be discharged at Sadahip instead of Bangkok. The rate we could quote would be $38.70 per ton of full berth terms, which means we load, we discharge. That rate is a break-even rate. It's actually a cost rate in handling this cargo. Considering the nature of the cargo, we are willing to carry that cost. However, as I stated, we have room for about 200 tons, and that would be all. If you would be interested in that proposition, why, we'd be glad to carry it.
For the moment, we couldn't do that. We have to find out from this World Vision Relief Organization exactly where it's located, and then we're going to have to truck it to the dock. However, we'd be very interested in this later on in the month.
Later on in the month.
Maybe in 4 weeks, we have to get this transported to the dock.
Right, right.
And what docks are you, is there any specific dock where you tie up, and also would you be expecting any other ships to be going out of Stockton?
Well, could be for this reason, that we have many vessels loading on the coast carrying government cargoes going to the general area of Bangkok, Sadahip, of Vietnam. So should anything develop, I'll be glad to get in touch with you. It's hard to say at this time, but I will definitely get in touch with you should we have another vessel capable of picking up some of this cargo.
We have about 886 tons in the Stockton area.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's the information we had received. So, suppose we put it this way, just as soon as we develop something in the near future on this cargo, I'll give you a call.
That's very good. If you'll make reference to either Mr. Murphy or Mr. Muir.
All right, sir.
When you call back, because I'm going to be in San Francisco.
All right, sir.
These people are, well, Mr. Murphy Martin is president of United We Stand.
I see.
And Mr. Muir is the one who's leading this project on the canned goods.
Yes, sir.
Also, I have another question. If we do ship out of Stockton, there are 23 pounds per case.
Yes, sir.
We're not sure how it's packed at the moment, but is there any requirement as far as packing is concerned?
Well, certainly it should be unitized. However, knowing the nature of the cargo, it would cost us more to load it, but certainly we have no objections to that. We would have to use dunnage in the ship to block it off so it wouldn't shift and all that stuff. The thing is this, I'm certainly aware of the fact that this is relief cargo, and the more money that can be saved on it, the better. So if it is unitized or palletized, fine. If it's not, we could handle it as the individual cases. It would be a little more difficult, more expensive, but we would handle it that way.
And this is the price from dock to dock?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, so fine.
I know
if
that
we have another ship in that category, I'll call you, or Mr. Murphy, Mr. Muro.
I know that they'll probably be calling you back as soon as they finalize a location and everything, and,
all right,
and how they're going to get the land transportation to Stockton.
Mm-hmm. All right, so fine.
Another question. We were given a general area, like it was 70 miles. It was stored 70 miles from Stockton. Now, if this was stored in Sacramento, do you have ships that also go out of Sacramento?
We could pick it up, yes, sir. We could pick it up in Sacramento.
Well, if it was 70 miles north from Stockton, then that would be closer to Sacramento. Uh-huh. But I'm not sure where it is, so that's why I asked the question, if you did go out of Sacramento.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Appreciate it.
We can assist. We'll be glad to. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Testing. Testing, testing. Preceding recording was on the 14th of May. Mr. D'Amico's phone number is area code number. This is Dave Parlett. I'll be in San Francisco making all these notes reference to Mr. Martin and Mr. Muir for future reference. I also have a Mr. Peter Hartman of the S.W. Hartman Company, who might be calling back. They are chartering brokers, primarily for tramp steamers, and these steamers are non-scheduled, and they also do not fall under the Atlantic or Pacific conferences. His number is also talk to Mr. Kiley, K-I-L-E-Y, of Kerr Steamship. They have an office here in Dallas. That number is, and he is representative for K Lines. They quoted as a price dock to dock of $60 per ton. I'm sorry, on K Lines they didn't quote as a price. Forget the price. It was the U.S. Lines that quoted as a price of $60 per ton, and they would require 40 days for the shipment. This is for the Baltimore lot only. Mr. McMorrow of U.S. Lines stated they should be palletized, and they're shipping from Pier 11 Canton Railroads. These should be palletized 4 feet by 4 feet. They need a week's notice, and their ships sail once a week. In order to establish a rate, the conference, the Atlantic Conference, said that they had to know more about the packaging of the canned goods, that they don't have a relief price as yet. There is a relief price in these conferences, and they don't have a release price. Probably be good to query both the Atlantic and the Pacific conferences and find out what they require in information as so that they can get a established price for this type cargo. As yet on their relief books, or the books of the prices for relief goods, they do not have an established price. So they need information on this to get an established price. If you can ship with other companies and you don't have to use conference companies, then you probably wouldn't be concerned with the relief price anyway. The best price from a conference line is $60 a ton. As you so heard on this tape, talking to the Columbia Steamship Company representative, Mr. D'Amico, they have quoted us for the shipment out of Stockton at $38.70 a ton, which is a very good price, and it's very close to MSTS prices. This is Dave Parlett, and that's all of the information that I have.
Testing. This is Bruce Rabeck summarizing the information found out while researching shipment of goods to Laos for Laotian refugees, working with United We Stand. The main effort directed in this direction was bulk transportation of goods to Laotian refugees from ports here in the United States. The major problem encountered is that the majority of shippers shipping into this portion of the world are members of conference shipping, the Atlantic and Gulf, Singapore, Malaya, and Thailand conference. Because they are members of the conference, these people do not offer rates lower without approval of the council, as they are not in competition with one another. All steamship companies in this conference do not have authority on their own to grant rates lower than those imposed by the conference themselves. There is a special relief rate that may be obtained by writing to this conference. Mr. J.F. Nash, in care of Atlantic and Gulf, Singapore, Malaya, and Thailand conference. However, the relief rates imposed generally are in the vicinity of 10% discount. This still would make the cost of surface transportation prohibitive for a relief organization. The other areas explored, which offer a great deal more promise, tend to get into the area of State Department and military shipping. The first means of shipping of which a relief shipment could be classified is on MSTS, Military Sea Transport Service. Now, Military Sea Transport Service falls under Department of the Navy. They are commercial vessels, however, on a timed charter or long-term charter up to a year in length to the government. Because of this, rates are much less than you would find in any commercial shipping. There are only 5 authorized shippers through MSTS, they being any of the armed forces, U.S. Department of State, U.S. Department of Agriculture, USAID, and special projects authorized through Washington. Because this particular shipment we're talking of can be and will be authorized and sponsored by USAID, this 2,300 tons of liquid nutrient can be shipped at the following quoted prices. From the port of Baltimore, $38.40 a ton. From the port of Houston, $39.90 a ton. And from the port of Stockton, $32.40 a ton. This must be sponsored by USAID through either World Vision or some other organization. With this sponsorship, we are entitled to ship by MSTS at those quoted rates. All that is necessary is that the organization make application through USAID, and they will be notified when and where they ship from all 3 ports. Persons instrumental in setting this up for sponsorship, contact Mr. Ray Kinney, the staff of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Installations and Logistics in Washington, D.C., and his number is at the Office of Military Sea Transport Service. Quotations were obtained from a Captain Fritzky, along with assurances that things of this nature had been done before and there would be no problems encountered. At the present time, these are the lowest quoted rates. We'll handle all 3 shipments from the ports they are, involving minimum of land transportation, and seem to be the best all-around solution. If difficulties are encountered in this direction, this shipment may also be shipped on U.S. naval vessels under Project Handclasp. Project Handclasp falls directly under Department of the Navy, and it is authorized on a space available basis to ship cargoes of goods with a humanitarian purpose in mind for free. Talking with Commander Daniel Webster from San Diego and also Commander Sinwell from Norfolk, Virginia, has confirmed that shipments of this type and this one in particular are authorized and would receive a high priority. Difficulty encountered here is that shipping is on a space available basis, and to ship a quantity such as 2,300 tons would require anywhere from 2 to 6 months going in small shipments as time allowed. Commander Webster has indicated he would give this a high priority. However, they must be deposited at points of call, and no special arrangements would be made for them to call in Bangkok. Because it is space available, no definite timetable can be adhered to, and it would take a great deal of time to get this quantity into Southeast Asia. Also, they only ship out of the East Coast, Norfolk, and the West Coast, San Diego, through Project Handclasp. Any shipments from the Gulf would not be handled under this program. This would be an ideal mode of shipment for any small shipment that did not have any definite timetable involved with it. However, of this quantity, in this urgency, I do not believe that Project Handclasp would be the best alternative. Also, throughout my calling and research into this, I've found one man who's sympathetic to the cause of United We Stand and very influential and helpful in this area. For future reference, this is Mr. Jacques Pierrot III. I spell J-A-C-Q-U-E Pierrot, P-I-E-R-O-T. He is with Jacques Pierrot Jr. and Sons, who are shipping brokers, and they are out of New York. The number, this is all the significant leads we have at this time. Thank you. This is Bruce Raybeck concluding my work on United We Stand prior to returning to Camp Hill.
Hey, it's a socialistic country, and that is better with it.
It's better that way.
That's right.
Well, tell me. Yes.
I have a confirmation from the post office today. It has been forwarded on the 4th of May. But they are checking with your post office in the United States. So they are going to give me the answer in a couple of days. It all depends how soon USA post office officials will answer.
All right. Now, you say, Roberto, that it has been forwarded on the 4th of May. That's how was it forwarded? Did they spell out to you how it left Sweden?
Yes, it has left by air.
By air.
That's right. To New York, via London.
Via London.
That's right.
Then it should long ago have been here.
Yes, and they are checking with the post office. They are asking for the signature. So it takes, this I got the answer today from the post office, through their local investigation.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the investigation in your country is concerned, that will take 1 or 2 days more.
Do they confirm that it is number 5947?
Yes, sir.
All right. Where do you have any idea about why we have not received your letter?
Well, my letter should be at yours.
Did you send it air?
Yes, sir. I sent it from the airport.
It was not registered, however.
No, not registered.
What day did you send it, do you know?
Oh, God. I've sent it, I think it was the 18th or the 19th. No, I mean the 11th. 11th or the 12th.
I thought you sent it on a...
It was the week before this.
I thought it was a Thursday or Friday prior to that.
Well, no. You mean the 6th or the 7th?
No, I mean the 7th or the 8th.
No, sir, I don't think so. It is probably... No. I have sent it because the 7th or the 8th we talked with you, and I said that I'm going to send you a letter.
Right.
And I have had... When did I get the money from you? On the 4th, I think. Yes, I've got the money on the 4th. Then yes, it should have been on Wednesday or Thursday.
I thought you said it was the 7th or the 8th, which was Thursday or Friday.
Yes, sir, because it was after I got the money from you.
All right, now you have not... You did not send that registered. It is merely air mail.
Merely air mail.
And it is addressed to the same location as the other.
Location, that's right.
All right, inside that, I have a Xerox copy of the receipt of the other, right?
That is correct, yes.
Plus an explanation of what the man has in mind.
That is correct. And he is not in Stockholm.
Where is he, or do you know?
Well, I let you guess.
Okay.
And he's coming back, as I told you, he is expecting you on the 29th.
Now, I must have the letter or another. Now, are you convinced that he holds 4 other pieces of mail?
Yes, sir, I am convinced.
Are you convinced that those are in Stockholm now? In other words...
Well, you are asking me something which I cannot tell you exactly whether they are now in Stockholm, because he is not here. And I cannot tell you whether it is in his office or if he is taking them with him. I do not know.
All right.
I am convinced that he has them, and he has had them, though, when I talked to him and I got the receipt.
All right. The receipt, does it show the addressee?
No, only your name.
It doesn't show the address.
No, not the receipt. The receipt has only your name on it.
All right. Did you see the address at any time prior to his mailing it?
The address which he has, which I have given him, he has it in the book. In his, he has a book, and he has it on that book, and we have checked that day, because when I got the receipt from him, he has checked it, and it was exactly as I have it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't...
Together.
Right. It doesn't look good at the moment that we're going to receive his or yours, either one, for some strange reason. Do you have any reason to believe...
I'm doing something else. We have an office in Dallas.
Yes.
I am sending a letter by company mail to you.
When did it go out, or has it gone?
I'm going to send another letter in company mail on Thursday's flight.
Right.
Which will be on Thursday in New York, and with the first connection, it will be in Dallas.
All right. Now, what will this letter contain?
Exactly the same explanation I will write to you.
Okay. All right, my point is this.
I don't have any more copies of this receipt. I have sent you one copy.
Excuse me. What I am getting at, Roberto, I want to do business very badly, but I want the information very badly, but at the moment we have nothing to go on other than what you have seen and what he has told you.
I agree with you, sir. But I am very sure that he is interested, and he is a man of, he's a very serious man. And as far as what happened now with this letter, I do hope that you do not stop your trip to Stockholm.
Well, I can...
...to talk to you, and he's a serious man.
Right. My only reason for coming to Stockholm, if I do not get this letter, is to personally pick up additional letters, which I would do only after you tell me that you have personally seen them and have them in your possession.
Oh.
Now, if you have seen them and are convinced that they exist and I can pick up same in Stockholm, I would come there to pick them up.
Okay, Mr. Martin, let's do it this way then. I shall call you and let you know exactly when I have the exact confirmation of these letters, which I hope I will try to take them myself from him.
Right.
I hope. I cannot promise you, but the only thing I can promise you is that I call you when I see these letters. I'll call you and you come immediately to the meeting.
All right. Now, have you talked to the third man at all?
No, sir. I have only talked with him in the telephone and asked him about this man.
All right. Are you convinced he is then still in Stockholm, the third man?
He is here.
Okay. Would there be any chance of my talking with him prior to the 29th?
Let me call you on the 21st. I shall call you on the 21st, Thursday, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
Very good.
Okay.
We're most anxious, I'm sure you understand, Roberto, we're most anxious to clarify this because at the moment we have all gone out on a limb on the thing, all banked on your word, and I am still believing in that until I get the contrary, but others here are questioning very seriously that any such letters existed in the first place.
Well, the only way I can say it is possible for you to have a confirmation is, first of all, to get the confirmation from the post office. And the second would be that you come here with this gentleman whom you are working with, that both of you come here and discuss it and see for yourself.
Right.
But that will be done as soon as I get in touch with you on the 28th, I will call you.
Now, you are sure in your mind that this left there by air, by way of London?
Well, sir, he has shown me, first of all, the receipt, and for the second, I have the confirmation of the post office.
It did not go by surface mail?
No, sir.
Very good. We'll keep a lookout for it, and if you hear any information that is pertinent to it, give us a call.
I shall do that, sir.
Thank you, Roberto.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Martin.
Are we talking about the possibility of my still coming on the 29th?
Well, the 29th, he is expecting you. As far as we have discussed the last time, he was expecting you, and he's still expecting you as far as I know. However, the last time that we talked with you, you and me,
right,
you said that you were not sure and you didn't want to come to Sweden unless you had a 100% insurance that this is going to work or not work.
Well, not that it's going to work, but that what he has told you and what you have told me is for real.
Okay. So therefore, I wanted to discuss, to talk with this third person and find out. And if possible, let him talk to you through the telephone directly tomorrow or after tomorrow.
In other words, he will be back...
He's coming back on the 27th or the 28th, is what I know.
Now, he went back to Hanoi?
Yes, sir.
Roberto, quite honestly and on a quite frank readout basis,
yes,
how do you read this man?
Well, I don't know, sir. I don't want to say anything unless I am very sure myself.
Well, how do you feel as far as what you are very sure of yourself?
Well, in the beginning, sir, I was very, very positive and I was 100% sure. Now, frankly, you're asking me frankly to give you my feelings. I'm not that 100% sure and I'm not that 100%, I don't have the same feelings. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
To so many things are going wrong. I don't understand.
All right, but you still are sure in your own mind...
Yes.
...that you saw a particular piece of mail...
Yes.
...you saw that yourself.
I did.
And,
That I can tell you 100%.
Right. You also saw a receipt which said that a piece of mail was forwarded to me.
I have the letter from the post office which states that this mail has been forwarded to the United States.
To me?
To the addressee.
To the addressee. Now, did you see the addressee's name on the envelope?
I beg your pardon?
Did you see my name on the envelope? You say it's been delivered to the addressee. Are you convinced that I am the addressee on the envelope?
Well, yes, because there is a when I saw the first receipt, the original receipt, your name was on it.
Okay.
As far as it must be like this, as far as the address is concerned, I didn't see the letter when it was posted.
Right.
The letter I have seen is the green envelope.
Right. And was that the address on the green envelope, was that typewritten or in handwriting?
Handwriting.
In handwriting. Okay.
And there was an address. I do not remember what address it was and which place.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Now, Roberto, in your subsequent meetings with the man following that initial one,
yes.
Did he seem to change in his personal attitudes at all?
Yes, sir. He has changed positively. He has changed completely positive. Before, he was very shrewd, and he was very businesslike.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, he has changed very friendly.
He is now very friendly with you.
He was the last time I talked with him.
And was that in person or by phone?
Personally and also by phone.
Now, you have known him for some time?
Five, 6 months.
5 or 6 months?
Yes.
Has he been there for quite a while?
Since the Swedish government has accepted the North Vietnamese country.
Right, right. Very good, then.
I'll keep in touch with you, and I'll give you my the results of my discussions.
Very good. Now, do you believe him when he says that he has the other envelopes there with him?
I have seen them, sir.
You have seen them?
Yes, but I didn't see the names best.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the envelopes.
And he has four others.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that I should come on the 29th?
What?
Do you think that I should proceed and be there on the 29th?
I think so. I think 100% you should be here, whether it would be positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
Because I personally cannot tell you whether this gentleman now, he is really serious or not. If a person like that, he has told me something and he's not a little child, then he meant it, what he means, no?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you come here, he wants to meet you. Whether he's going to accept you friendly or he will say, I don't want to talk to you anymore, but that I cannot guarantee to you.
You have any idea where we could meet?
It will be at my place.
At your place?
Yes.
Very good. Well, when will I hear back from you again?
Latest after tomorrow. Because I will be able by then to have contact with a third person.
Very good.
All right, sir?
Very good. Roberto, thank you, sir, and I look forward to your letter also.
I shall do that.
Thank you now.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, operator. Are you paid?
Yes.
Thank you. Bring in the extension.
Thank you. office. Mr. Jim doesn't place long distance calling.
Who's calling?
This is Murphy Martin in Dallas.
Can you hold on just a moment?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Mr. Duffy's got some people in the office. Can we get back to Mr. Murphy?
Yes, you can, operator.
That's Dallas, and the operator's call back number 7.
7. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Murphy.
How are you, Jim?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are things in New York?
Pretty well.
Great.
A little nice weather here. Why, everything will be perfect.
Well, that's beautiful. Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
It's quite a chore, but you're the man that can handle it.
Well, we sure will see. I'll sure be giving a swat at it, I'll tell you that.
Well, I know that you will.
Yeah.
Jim, I was thinking out loud with Mike yesterday.
Right.
And I think he touched base with you this morning.
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry when you called back here. I was in, but I had some corporate people in, so I couldn't...
Right, I understand. What I'm thinking, and I wanted just to get a reaction or your feelings about it, two things. Number one, I doubt that there's anybody in the country who doesn't readily agree. The one non-controversial thing I think in the country today is the fact that we've got problems in just about every sector. And rather than have somebody, everybody seems to be talking about the problems, expounding on the problems of this, that, and the other. And one man that I just happen to know a lot about, and because I'm close to the man now, is Ross Perot, who has some solutions rather than just the problems. And I thought it would be good, whether it's a Perot or somebody who has solutions, if a network were to expose these people with these solutions to the American people, and maybe we can stop some of the problem areas or at least get turned around into the right areas and have some answers rather than problems. And I thought I would just run it by you to see what you thought about it and if you think that it has merit. And then I would proceed here in approaching Mr. Perot about it.
What form would you see him on, Murr?
Well, I can see it in one of two ways, just a direct approach of a talk, or I can see it in the context of a talk before a group, or I can see it in the form of Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most effective way, having been around him and knowing his strengths, I think, is just a delivery, just a talk.
Mm-hmm. This falls head-on into the news arena, doesn't it?
It probably would. I think it just might, yes.
Yeah, this is where we would have to touch base with Sheehan or Lauer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what their feeling would be on it. I really don't. And that isn't ducking the issue. They don't report to the television network, as you're well aware.
Right, right.
Why don't I touch base with them?
Why don't you, if you would, and then get back to me, and we'll follow up anything that we can do. I know that you and everybody else also is concerned with the trends, and I think the time has come to cast aside these political aspersions and everything else and get into an unbiased, non-political, frank discussion about solutions, rather than just talk about we've got a problem here and we've got a problem there.
No question about that. This does not get into the fairness doctrine, does it?
No, it does not. I see no way that it does.
Equal time and that kind of thing.
I can see where it would have no problems at all in that area.
Murphy, let me touch base with Elmer or Bill and then get back to you and let's take it from there. there.
Jim, I would appreciate it very, very much.
Okay, will do.
Thank you, sir, and it's a pleasure talking with
you. Thank you. Nice to talk with you.
Bye now.
Bye.